Hey families, welcome to this episode of Into the Portal, an ongoing story for kids and parents from Elevation Church and eKids. In this podcast, you'll hear a thrilling tale of mystery, adventure, and intrigue, followed by questions that are related to the main topic of the episode that your family can answer together. The goal of this podcast isn't just to tell an exciting story for both kids and parents to enjoy, but also for your family to engage in a discussion after the podcast is over and talk more about how God wants us to live. Our team hopes you enjoy the first episode of Into the Portal. See you on the other side.
This is 911. Please state your name and your emergency.
My name is Dex Jones. Please help me. You've got to help me.
Dex Jones, what's your emergency?
Something's chasing me through the woods.
What's chasing you?
I don't know. I can't see it, but it's coming. It's coming!
You can't see it? Where are you?
I was camping with my family, and I went off by myself, and I found a weird bracelet on the ground, and I picked it up and put it on, and it got stuck, and then I heard something coming through the forest, and it's coming for me!
Slow down, Dex. You were with your family before?
Just my mom and my sister. My dad is gone.
It sounds like you may be lost, young man. Can you identify any landmarks nearby? Road signs? Geological structures?
I mean, there's a giant waterfall. Ooh! Here's a wooden sign. It says, Fisher Falls.
Young man, there are no waterfalls in this county.
What?
Fisher Falls dried up over 50 years ago.
What?
This line is for emergency use only, Mr. Jones. I suggest you go back to the campground and find your...
Hello?
You have to run, Dex.
What was that? Hello?
Into the waterfall. Do you have the bracelet?
Yes. Who is this?
Don't let them take it from you, Dex. You can't let it fall into the wrong hands. Do you understand me?
No!
Now, Dex, they're coming for you. Into the waterfall. Another world awaits you. Run!
Into the waterfall? Another world? This is crazy! Who was that guy? And how am I supposed to go into a waterfall? But if it'll get me out of here, it's worth a shot. With a running start, I might be able to reach the water. This is a terrible idea. Here goes nothing!
Hello? This is your 911 operator. We appear to have lost our connection. Mr. Jones? Dex? Is anybody there?
Hello? Hello? Is anybody there? Oh, my head. Can't see anything. At least I'm not dead. Wait, am I dead?
You're not dead.
Huh? Who said that?
Your eyes haven't adjusted yet, but they will soon. I'm over here by the wall. Follow the sound of my voice.
How do I know you're not a monster or something?
Yeah, you figured me out. I'm a big, hairy monster.
Hold on. You're a girl?
You'd have to say it like that. No, give me a hand with these ropes.
Ropes?
Yeah, I got a little tangled up earlier.
Your hands are tied.
Like I said, tangled up. What, are you afraid of me? Do I look like trouble you? Your eyes should have adjusted by now. Come closer.
Why are you tied up down here? How old are you?
How old are you?
11.
Then I'm 12. Thank you.
Hey, that's my camping knife.
Much better. My wrists were killing me. Got anything to eat in this backpack? I'm starving. Ooh, sandwich.
Hey, that's mine. Give it back.
I don't really like to share.
It's all the food I have. Mom says I need to eat every 2 hours for my blood sugar.
Who's your mom?
Pamela Jones. Who are you?
Oh, sorry. So rude. You can call me River. And you are?
Dex.
Well, thank you for rescuing me, Dex. Really means a lot. Tell Pamela, great sandwich. And now, good luck with whatever. And goodbye.
Wait, you still have my backpack. River! Oh, you're seriously leaving me here? I suppose it could be worse. What happened back there? I feel like I was falling forever, and there was all those lights flashing like I was moving through the stars. Bet it had something to do with a stupid bracelet. Ugh, I still can't get it off. No wonder someone left this thing in the middle of the woods. Oh, what was that? Oh, I wish I had a flashlight. Wait, I do have a flashlight. Thank you, utility belt. It's one of those hand crank lanterns. Why didn't I think of this sooner? All I have to do is wind it up. Here we go.
Dex! Dex, no!
The light is coming on, but it's so dim. I've got to crank it faster. Now we're talking.
Put it out! Put it out!
Aw, look who came running back.
Put out the light!
Threw my light! You could have broken it!
It's still glowing. Give me your jacket.
What?
Give me your jacket!
Okay, okay. Hey, ow! Wrapping it up? The whole point of the light is to...
Shh!
What's the matter with you?
Be quiet or I'll smother you with this jacket. Listen.
What's that noise? If I had my light, we could take a look around.
Can't use your light. They like the light. They sense it miles away.
Who?
Remember that big hairy monster joke I made when we met?
Like 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, well, this is one of those jokes that's funny because it's true.
There are monsters in this cave?
It's not a cave, and yeah, monsters. Kind of. But as long as we keep the light hidden, we should be fine.
What is that? It smells like burning.
Don't tell me.
My jacket! It's on fire!
Put it out! Put it out! It's time to go, Dex. Run! This way, I think.
You think?
Keep up.
What are they exactly?
Oh, just high-speed metal spiders.
What?
Well, not spiders exactly. They're spider bots. Robot tech with lasers.
Oh, lasers. Great.
Here, take the staff.
What for?
Protection.
They have lasers and you're giving me a stick?
If we can get far enough ahead of the spider bots and stay in the dark, I think we can lose them without a fight.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, what did I say about the lights?
Huh?
There's something glowing on your wrist. It's bright green. Are you trying to get us killed?
No way. It's a bracelet I found in the forest. It's a long story.
Yeah, well, we're running out of time.
I didn't know it glowed, I swear!
Take it off, take it off!
I can't!
Let me see that thing.
Ow! What are you gonna do?
I'm going to cut off your arm.
What? No!
I'm gonna wrap it up, genius. Now, let me see. Wait a minute. This bracelet. Where did you get this?
We're about to be eaten alive, and you want to talk about jewelry?
Where did you find it?
I found it outside before I fell down the waterfall.
Are you a portal jumper?
It was more like falling. Does it even matter? We're gonna die in here!
Oh no, we're not. I need you alive, portal jumper. There's a way out up ahead. We're almost there. Come on. Keep up. It's right here. Oh no, it's blocked.
What do you mean it's blocked?
I mean someone filled in our exit. It's a dead end, and I mean dead, as in we are dead.
They're coming. I'll try and hold them off with this.
Aim for the green spot on the head. It disables the laser.
Get back, back, ha! I got one, but there's more coming. I can't hold them off for long.
Do you know how to use the bracelet?
What does that even mean? How do you use a bracelet?
Like this.
What's happening? What did you do?
Hang on tight. We are getting out of here.
We hope you enjoyed the first episode of Into the Portal. Make sure you join us as we dive deeper into this mystery on the next episode. For now, we want to provide your family with the chance to talk about one of the main themes from today's episode, which is service. In our kids ministry at Elevation Church, we're learning that service is lending a hand to help someone in need. In today's episode, we saw River and Dex help each other. Because they're helping each other, they hopefully can get out of the mess they're in. So our question to your family is this: when was the last time someone helped you? How did it make you feel when someone came along to help you out? Parents, lead the way by answering the question first, then encourage your kids to answer. Also, this weekend, make it a priority to see what Elevation Church is doing by visiting one of our 18 locations or by checking us out online at elevationchurch.online. See you on the next episode of Into the Portal.